Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, we got a whole bunch of big, serious topics to cover on the show today. Let's start out with just a funny story. I got a funny story for you here. So about a week ago, by the way, John Jackson, the Joker from X, retired federal law enforcement officer, in the house with us here on this Tuesday. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. So a little over a week ago, so my wife is on a girls' trip to Nashville. You know, she's got these great friends. They all went to high school together at Big Sky High School in Missoula. And so they're getting together. You know, they're all moms now. So they did a girls' trip for Mother's Day weekend. And they're still in town on a Monday night in Nashville. It's their last night in town. And this is a story about how my wife is always right. I've learned this, you know, she's always right. So it's a Monday night. It's their last night in town. They're trying to figure out what are they going to do their last night in town in Nashville. And my wife's like, hey, we should go check out this bar called Losers. Because, you know, apparently some of the country stars will pop in there just unannounced from time to time. So it's supposed to be a cool place, but, you know, it's on the other side of town. So we got to take an Uber to get down there. So for whatever reason, they said, now let's go do this other thing. Well, the next morning, you know, I'm preparing content for our Montana Talks website, and I can snag these national stories, especially if it's like country music stuff or, you know, things like that. So I'm checking out like the Taste of Country headlines, and I put this story on our Montana Talks website, and it's about how the night before at Losers in Nashville, Morgan Wallen made a surprise appearance. And I was like, see, my wife is right every single time. Had they listened to my wife, they would have gotten a surprise Morgan Wallen concert. You know,
dude, as you were leading up to that story, I thought for sure you were going to say, and the news out of Nashville is that a drunken melee broke out in, led by a group of drunken women
from Missoula. Well, you
from
know,
Montana.
Hey, they would have won that fight, though. You know, that's the thing. Because, see, they're from real Missoula, not this, you know, the left-wing environmental wackos that have taken over downtown. They're the old school Missoula girls who know how to handle themselves too. So yeah, it would have not ended well for the other side if a melee did break out.
But I tell you, that's what I learned in my travels, you know, and all that, because, you know, being an agent, carrying a gun, all of that stuff is, if you are going to drink more than two, first of all, do it at home. Right. And second, never, ever drive. I mean, you take that Uber, you take a cab,
you have a
designated driver, something, never, ever get behind that wheel.
Yeah. You know, that's what I love. Just a little taste of whiskey now, you know, like a good bourbon. That's all I need. Like I went to this Scouts fundraiser with Tatanka Cigars and they had all sorts of stuff. I mean, the Whistle Pig Stock Farm. Of course, they had the Willie's Distillery stuff there. And of course, the Tatanka Cigars. From Rocky Mountain Liquor, Helena, Montana. So it was a cool event, but it's like, okay, just a little bit. Just a little bit, that's all I need. But, good advice there from John Jackson. He's not just the Joker. He can be serious, too.
If you have ever, I've been on the other side of it. If you've ever come up on a vehicle and had them roll down the window of somebody that's been drinking, that smell hits you right in the face. And you're sitting there thinking you're cool, and the cop's like, no, I smell that all over you.
Yeah. All right, stand by.
When it comes, Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a lot to talk about here on this Tuesday, but we want to hear what you want to talk about, or if you just want to jump in on the conversation, you can give us a call, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. In fact, I need to go in and check those messages here. I forgot to do that during the last break. John, we got to talk about the big, beautiful bill and the debate taking place on Capitol Hill this morning. President Trump is pressuring some holdout House Republicans, some more moderate House Republicans from New York, and then some of the more conservative members from the Freedom Caucus. But first, here we go. Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy responding Tampon Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, Kamala Harris's running mate in the presidential election. You know, he I think I played the audio on the show yesterday, but he just it was just sickening. At a commencement address, he criticized federal law enforcement agents with ICE, Border Patrol, etc., called them Gestapo and compared them to Nazis. Here's what Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy had to say in response on Fox yesterday.
Well, I mean, I hope Tampon Tim keeps talking, because that messaging is exactly why they lost the election last year, and they're going to lose the next one, too, if he talks like that. You know, it's funny to hear him lecture law students on the rule of law, and it's wonderful to see the Democrats wrap themselves in the Constitution when they've spent the last 4 years shredding the Constitution, weaponizing every single branch of government against not just Donald Trump, but conservatives across the country. And they never seem to have any concern for the constitutional rights of Jacqueline Ungaray or Rachel Marin or Laken Riley. They're very concerned about due process when it comes to deporting murderers and violent criminal legal immigrants, but they have no concern for the due process of young women who've been raped, murdered, and thrown in the ditch. So this is the kind of messaging that led them to defeat last fall, and it's the kind of messaging that's going to have them lose again, because American people are sick and tired of that.
Yeah, well said there by Tim Sheehy. Kayleigh McEnany in that same interview reminded us Minnesota had a COVID snitch line, a snitch line where you could call into a hotline and snitch on your fellow residents over their stupid, absurd COVID mandates. But they want to lecture us about the Constitution for these criminal, illegal aliens?
You're going to love this, Aaron. You know what broke yesterday? Bill Malusian of Fox News broke this yesterday. He was talking about, you know, him calling ICE people Gestapo. They've now formed a task force out in Los Angeles, the federal agencies have. And I bet you this is Stephen Miller's brainchild. It sure sounds like it. You got FBI, DEA, ATF, and ICE. And they are sitting in a room going through the fingerprints of everybody booked into the L.A. County Jail. And they're comparing that to anybody out there who's ever been charged as being illegal. And then what they do is, if that person has been charged before, they go right then, get a warrant for that person, and present that warrant to the jail. Because, see, the jail, because they're sanctuary city, they can try and not honor that ICE retainer, but they have to honor that warrant. It is beautiful.
Very interesting. By the way, speaking of the Trump administration and working to secure our borders and get rid of these illegal aliens, Trump notches a Supreme Court win over Venezuelan deportation protections. The DailyCaller.com has that story. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to end deportation protections for hundreds of thousands of Venezuelan migrants as the legal battle over the matter continues on. To me, John, this also ties in with that one big, beautiful bill conversation here. Look, I get it. The reason why President Trump is pressing so hard and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is pressing so hard to get this one big, beautiful bill done is for a variety of reasons. But number one, we've got to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. They've got to do it fast. It'll be a huge injection in the arms for our economy. And you could say tied up there with number one is, look, if we don't secure the borders, if we don't, you know, get rid of these tens of millions of illegal aliens that were allowed to invade this country, we don't have a country. And so this one big beautiful bill has significant funds and resources in it to help get rid of these criminal illegal aliens. But I still think there's a couple key fixes that could be made to this one big beautiful bill that really shouldn't be that hard for House Republicans. One is Medicaid work requirement for able-bodied working adults. Heck, the Montana legislature, with all their division and all their infighting, they delivered an increase in the work requirement age for able-bodied working adults. So why can't Congress do it, right? Do it now instead of 4 years from now. The Green New Scam spending, as Stephen Moore calls it, but what, they've cut about half of the money from that? Well, cut the rest out of that, too.
You got to remember, President Trump, not only President Trump, but all of these Republicans ran on that, ran on getting rid of that. Right, and you know, it's in that bill, Aaron, $80 billion for the IRS. I mean, that's in there. I mean, all the money that was going out to the NGOs that was bringing in all the illegals, that's their gigantic slush fund that's in there, right? And what about all the Doge cuts? You know, Elon Musk has been working for 5 months and has just been getting his head ripped off by these people just to, you know, reform government and get in these new cuts. Where are those?
Yeah, so it seems to me that's a couple of easy fixes that House Republicans should be able to get in there, and hopefully that will satisfy Chip Roy and some of the other members of the Freedom Caucus, and hopefully they're willing to sign on to a deal, because part of the challenge with House Republicans in past years is you've got a handful of Republicans that will fight, but then they never understand the art of a deal, and they never eventually sign off on a deal, so you can never count on their votes. I like the fight they're waging on a couple of fronts here, but eventually they've also got to accept the art of a deal at some point, too.
Well, also, don't forget that they're also scamming you, too, because that half that they're cutting, that gets phased in 4 years. it's all one big lie, too.
Do it now. It's needed
it now.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Great points. Hold that thought. We'll get to Mike and Bozeman next.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'm trying to whittle down my stack of stuff here. My studio desk is just covered in stuff to potentially talk about here on the show, but I'm trying to whittle it down to maybe two or three stories that we could talk about before this hour wraps up here. But, of course, we're taking your phone calls. We want to hear what you want to talk about. One story I want to get to is Hans-Jörg Wiese. You guys know who Hans-Jörg Wiese is, but anyway, there's another crazy story out regarding Hans-Jörg Wiese. Range Magazine shared this one on Facebook. It's actually a Cowboy State Daily News story out of Wyoming. This has got P. Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs type of craziness written all over it here. So wait till you hear about this one. But first, let's go to Mike in Bozeman on the phone lines. Mike, what's going on?
I wanted to follow that fine gentleman that spoke near the end of the 8 o'clock hour, who mentioned that the battle between the left and the right in this country is a war. I wanted to follow up with how correct he absolutely is, because in 1957, J. Edgar Hoover wrote a book called Masters of Deceit, what the communist bosses are doing now to bring America to its knees, the story of communism in America and how to fight it. And say what you will about J. Edgar Hoover as the first director of the FBI, he knew and understood communism down to its dirty soul. And he had studied all of the writings of Vladimir Lenin and Joe Stalin and incorporated them in this book. And it's one of the key things that Hoover mentions is that Stalin has written that there is no way communism and capitalism will survive together on this planet. Eventually, one or the other is going to be have a funeral dirge played over it. And this is deadly serious stuff. And we got to stay behind Trump and keep the Trump train going. And anybody who follows along behind him, who brings along his constitutional American philosophy.
Yeah, great point. Mike, thanks for the call, and that was a great phone call from Perry in Columbus. For those of you who might have missed it here, John, I know you didn't get a chance to hear our conversation with CNN's Scott Jennings yesterday on the show, but what Mike just said there tied in with something that Scott Jennings had to say. I'm looking at the transcript right now. I'll get to that here in a second. But in the meantime, while I look for that start point, give us your thoughts on what Mike just had to say.
Yeah, that is dead on perfect, 100%. We've been saying that for years out here. This is a war, and they declared it. And if you were paying attention, you saw Barack Obama fire the first shots, and you watched Joe Biden drop the nuke. For his last 4 years, what did he tell you? Everything that they did across the spectrum was an attempt to destroy you. What did he tell you over and over again? That white supremacy was the number number one threat to the national security of the United States, accused all of us of being white supremacist bigots. They're telling you right now with every step they take, they are going to destroy you, and they don't care if they have to jail you, ruin you, do whatever they got to do. They're coming for you. So if you don't want that to happen to you, you're going to have to fight that battle back at them just how they fight it.
And so yesterday, talking with Scott Jennings, you know, that kind of tied in with his book that he is in the middle of editing right now. You can pre-order his book as we speak. But he, and of course, all this comes on the heels of President Trump's historic tour to the Middle East last week, and how this isn't just about saving America. This is about saving Western civilization.
Look, the barbarians are at the gates. I mean, look around the world. What happened on October the 7th? The migration crisis in Europe, frankly, the migration crisis in the United States, the free speech crisis in Europe, the free speech crisis here. I mean, we have people who fundamentally hate Western civilization and hate the American experiment and would love to get rid of it all. I mean, they think America is fundamentally rotten at the core. I mean, that's what a lot of people on the left believe. And so I wanted to write this book. I told the president in February, I thought 100 books would be written. They're taking shots at him about the first 100 days. But I thought there should be a book that got to the core of what I think he's really doing and what most conservatives believe. He's standing up for Western civilization, and he's shaking up Washington. That's how we see it. I think he's met that standard. And the book is, I'm in editing right now on it. It's been an amazing process. It's my first book, but you can pre-order it today. It's called Revolution of Common Sense. Go on Amazon and pre-order it, and it'll be to you hopefully by November, December.
Anyway, full conversation on the Montana Talks podcast, of course, as well. But yeah, he lays it out. This isn't even just about left and right in America. This is about Western civilization as a whole. I mean, look at what the heck is going on in Canada right now.
Oh, the communist cabal that was the United States under Joe Biden and then the entire EU out there intentionally committing suicide through their economic policies, through war, and through the illegal immigration. Yeah, he's absolutely right. But you know what? I want to tell you the one thing that I really, really admire about Scott Jennings. If you ever watch him on CNN, he goes to that place in his head. And the only probably time I've ever done this in my life is when I'm on the witness stand, like in federal court. He goes to that place in his head where he will not be baited or have any kind of anger show up. And, you know, he's surrounded by a bunch of braying, foaming at the mouth jackals on that panel. And he just sits there and very coolly looks back at them and just gives them the facts. And the only time I've ever done that in my life is being on the witness stand.
Yeah, I asked Tim and Billings actually sent us a message on the Montana Talks app because he heard our promo that we were having Scott Jennings on. And Tim's question for Scott Jennings was something to the effect of, how do you not do the Fortnite loser dance after you slay all the liberals on CNN every time you're on there? And Scott Jennings, well, as a father of four boys, my kids would really appreciate that question. I was like, all right. So that was a pretty funny moment as well. But, you know, when it comes to this whole battle for Western civilization, that truly is, you know, is where we are. And that, by the way, that ties in with this story about Hans-Jörg Wyss. Hans-Jörg Wyss is another George Soros foreign financier who is basically funneling a whole bunch of money, not just into our elections here in America and initiative campaigns. He's funding these environmental groups on our college campuses at, like, the University of Montana. He funnels money into all these Democrat Party front groups. Hans-Jörg Wyss is a Soros who owns property here in the Rocky Mountain West. Range Magazine, great publication. Range Magazine just shared this on Facebook a couple of days ago. It's a story from the Cowboy State Daily. Do I just hit them with the full headline here, or do I try to say it in a nicer way?
Oh, no, do it right between the eyes.
Okay, if there's kids in the car, earmuffs, kids. All right, here is the Cowboy State Daily headline. Lawsuit claims Wyoming billionaire, 89 years old, propositioned employees for orgies. So this guy is like a P. Diddy-style weirdo. So the P. Diddy, you were talking about the Sean Diddy Combs trial going on in New York, and a Montana law firm, as our listeners know, is helping to take part in this prosecution against Sean Diddy Combs. But this is some P. Diddy crap from this far-left financier, Hans-Jörg Wiese, is what it sounds like.
I don't understand why. Okay, here he is, a billionaire. You can buy that kind of stuff out here. Go to Las Vegas. Go anywhere. You can buy all that stuff you need. Why are you propositioning your employees that, you know, are going to talk and probably not going to accept your offer either? What's he thinking?
You know, it's when you have no moral boundaries whatsoever and you have all the money in the world and you think of yourself like a Roman emperor, you start to do sick, twisted stuff. Range Magazine says this is some sordid stuff, but folks should know that Hans-Jörg Wiese gives millions in funding each year to numerous environmental NGOs, including the Nature Conservancy, Trout Unlimited, Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, Grand Canyon Trust, the Wilderness Society, Conservation, all of these, the High Country News, the LA Times. Oh, yeah, and Wiese, he's not from Wyoming. He's from Switzerland. In this Cowboy State Daily, he is accused of repeatedly propositioning a woman and her husband to, let's just say, try to have relations with him. This isn't the first time this guy's faced accusations like this. He also had to settle a multimillion dollar lawsuit. And this guy was a big part of Hillary Clinton's campaign and helping to prop up her campaigns. He's given money to the American Prairie Reserve, which is trying to kick the ranchers off the land here in Montana. Again, this is a battle not just within the United States of America. This is about Western civilization itself, and Hans-Jörg Wiese is on the other side of that battle.
Well, you know, what was his name, the guy that was head of the World Economic Forum? Is that Klaus Schwab?
Yeah.
They got him up in that, too. You heard about that was one of the reasons he left, and when it came out after he left, is he was doing the same thing, propositioning his employees with improper sexual suggestions, and it came out after he left. But I mean, once again, very, very rich guy that can just go anywhere, and you know, when he goes over to Prague or when he goes over to Davos, you know, he can just hire a bunch of hookers and do it.
It's like Tampon Tim Walz in the COVID snitch line. It didn't have anything to do with keeping people safe. It was about power. It was about control, and that's what it is for these guys. They want power, they want control, so they can do whatever they want. They get off on the power alone. COVID snitch lines, you name it. So the Joe Biden, you know, this massive scandal, the Joe Biden cancer diagnosis cover-up, very clear that's what is happening, that's what took place. That reminds me. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up here. I see we got to get to our next break here, but we'll talk about that coming up after this, because I want to tie that in with another headline out of the Montana legislature. Bottom line is this. So look at everything they've lied about, from the Russia collusion hoax to COVID-19 origins and more. Look at this massive cover-up of Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis so they can prop him up as their puppet in the White House. Oh, but these people would never cheat in elections. They just lie about everything else. They draw a line with elections.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
House Republicans hope to pass their budget reconciliation / farm bill this week to meet the Speaker's Memorial Day deadline. The GOP budget measure, which includes a 10% to 20% boost in reference prices and a controversial SNAP savings, cleared some objections by deficit hawks late Sunday night. Riding on the bill's fate wasn't just the president's tax and spending agenda, but agriculture's as well. House Speaker Mike Johnson addressed farming challenges.
Very few people start family farms. These are third, fourth, sometimes fifth generation operations. You have to have them. You have to have diversification in the food supply. You have to have producers so that we have fruits and vegetables and nuts and all the things that we need that farmers and ranchers provide to America. We cannot rely on other countries for our food supply.
The Senate is keeping a close eye on House developments. GOP leader John Thune.
We are coordinating very closely with our House counterparts at the committee level, at the leadership level, and we know they have to get 218 votes.
Republicans are unable to lose more than 3 amid a razor-thin House majority. Should the bill succeed, Thune says the Senate will be ready.
And when it comes over here, we will be prepared for various contingencies, obviously one of which could be taking up the House bill and then offering a Senate substitute.
Some senators have objected to Medicaid cuts. I'm Lane Norton.
serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, that's interesting. John, this news must have just come out here out of the FDA. Share the news with us that you just saw on X.
Yeah, according to the Washington Post, just in, the FDA is going to limit COVID shot approval to Americans over the age of 65 or those with medical conditions, which is what this should have been from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, whenever I would talk, when the COVID shot first came out, I mean, man, there were some people that were really excited. I remember we had listeners, they would drive from Bozeman to Billings to get the shot. And I was like, hey, if you want it, it's out there. But like, man, well, there's no reason they should be forcing this on people. And then when they talk about kids, it's like, man, it's like, look, if you're up there in years and you felt concerned or at risk to it. But then again, Joe Biden got the shot. And how many times did he get freaking COVID-19? I mean, he had skin cancer. He had COVID multiple times while he was president. He broke an ankle while he was president. He likely had cancer while he was president, but they hid that one from everybody. Lord knows who else, Lord knows what else Joe Biden had while he was president of the United States. But yeah, like this should have been solely, they should have just solely focused on elderly and at risk when they were rolling this thing out. But instead, they wanted to force it down everybody's throat and force it into everybody's arm.
It's funny you say that, because what they are doing is they are now absolutely linking this epidemic out of the United States of these turbo cancers, these cancers that are just rapidly progressed, very aggressive. They're linking it to the COVID vax, and how, because it lowers your immune. See, your immune system is what fights cancer. All of us have cancer cells in us at all times, but your immune system fights it off. But see, that COVID shot dunks your immune system for a certain period to a certain point to where it would allow those cancer cells just to run wild. And how many boosters did Joe Biden get, right?
Yeah. So I need to play this audio. Some of our listeners might have already heard this, but I need to play this so that everybody gets the full effect of just how big this scandal truly is about them covering up Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis, which so these are doctors. This Jesse Waters had this. Yeah, I'll just play the full montage for you here. This was on Jesse Waters' show last night. He not only features audio from doctors that were on Fox News, he features MSNBC audio as well. Joe Scarborough even had Biden's COVID clown doctor on, who even said, oh, yeah, there's no way they just found out about this whole cancer thing with Joe.
Well, Biden wasn't given a cancer screening at his last medical checkup about a year ago.
It is interesting to note that President Trump's, President Obama's, and President Bush II, in their most recent physicals, in their terms of office, obviously 2025 for President Trump, did comment on their PSA levels. And so they got screened while in office and they commented on it. There is not a report of a PSA test on the most recent physical that was read out for President Biden's last year in office.
Which doctor decided not to screen President Biden for prostate cancer and why? Biden's not a healthy man. He had skin cancer when he was president. He broke his foot, had two pretty bad cases of COVID. And before he was president, he had two brain aneurysms. Why aren't they doing a full battery of tests on America's oldest president? Yale Dr. Howard Foreman says it's inconceivable that this wasn't caught earlier. Dr. Zeke Emanuel, a Biden guy, says Biden's had prostate cancer for years.
If you have prostate cancer that is spread to the bone, then he's most certainly, you are saying, had it when he was president of the United States.
Oh, yeah. He did not develop it in the last 100, 200 days. He had it while he was president. He probably had it at the start of his presidency in 2021. Yes, that I don't think there's any disagreement about that.
Wow. I mean, there you go. That's why I wanted to play that full clip there from Jesse Waters, just so that everybody is on the same page with just how big of a scandal this truly is. Because, and as Greg Gutfeld pointed out, they needed a puppet. They wanted a puppet in the White House that would basically do anything George Soros would tell him to do. And then George Soros got a nice little medal put around his neck, didn't he?
Well, you, and of course, you know who was the leader of all of this is Jill Biden.
Dr.
Jill Biden. You know, all those trips. What he said, he's the most vacationed president in our history. How many times he was leaving every weekend, going up to Delaware, hanging out there. That's because probably he was getting treatment for this off the books up there, and there's no visitor logs up there. There's nobody to say, you know, to say, oh, you were visited by this person or this doctor, that doctor. And they just took that White House doctor. Jill just told that guy, you're only going to test for this stuff.
And
with
look
the president.
At everything they did to this country in those 4 years, this invasion and so much more. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Willie in the Paradise Valley. Willie, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, we can't give flip-flop a pass, you know. Are they going to reevaluate what he said about, because when did he say that he was around Biden, remember, not before the election and stuff, and he was 100% and
100% with it.
Commercial when they have on there, are you all right to drive in that? And then the guy says at the very end, yeah, I think I'm all right. Well, that's old flip-flop saying that about Biden. Yeah, I think he's all right. I've been around him, and he's okay, so can't
yeah.
give him a pass either.
Joe Biden was saying that, or John Tester was saying last summer, that Joe Biden was 100% with it. John, I don't know if I told you about this, but a good friend of mine, Evan Wilson, incredible guy, who, by the way, has been fighting cancer for a long time now, in the midst of the 2024 elections, providing some of the best insight and analysis you could ask for. He's an incredible pollster. He's a Montana kid. But Evan Wilson told me about that moment last summer when he was doing a focus group in Great Falls with undecided voters, or voters that typically would vote Democrat before. And when they threw this line out at these people at this focus group, they said, well, John Tester says, you know, he isn't going to say publicly whether he's backing. He has not endorsed Kamala Harris, they just laughed because they knew it was a gigantic load of Adam Schiff, right? And they just knew. And so, but yeah, now I saw the tweet earlier this morning, John Tester still out there taking shots at Trump and trying to defend Joe Biden. What a phony, what a fraud. Never again.
Imagine being them coming up into the summer of 2024, and what are they faced with? They're faced with Grandpa Biden, who's everybody thinks is completely out to lunch vegetable, or dump that guy and saddle us with that Nimrod Kamala Harris, right? They were in an impossible situation, and
the safest white boy they found last year. I mean, Jasmine Crockett.
And then when they throw Kamala into it, and you see Kamala in her first couple of weeks or first couple of months of campaigning, and you see just how horrendous she is, then you're just throwing up your hands. You know, at some point, John Tester already knew he was done for.
He was straight up lying, just like he lied about the border, just like he lied about everything. And never again, Montana, don't fall for these fake, phony, pretend-to-be moderates, because somebody else is going to come up through the ranks, oh, no, and they're going to bite their lower lip, and I feel for it. And I'm a moderate, and they're going to come in with their fake phony, well, if you just run up the old creek, man, yeah, and they're going to wear bolo ties, and they're going to have the fake phony old prospector accent. Well, look at me with my gun and my whistle zippers. Some other phony is going to rise up. Never again, Montana. Never again.
Speaking of which, also, do not listen to the lies and the phony crapola out of these Republicans, people like Tracy Sharp and Brad Barker, that want to tell you they did not vote to give illegal aliens driving permits in Montana, because it's
like Tracy Sharp, but
on their voting record.
That driver privilege card, I think he voted the wrong way on that one, but I like Tracy Sharp. I think he votes the right way, you know, almost all the time. But yeah, I think on that driver privilege card, they pitched it as something that it clearly wasn't, because I read that bill, and it definitely had a loophole in it. But
A loophole's like
Barker, though. Yeah, Barker's votes that was like repeated. It's like, what is this guy doing?
And then he's writing in a paper the other day trying to tell people that he didn't do it. Same thing with Tracy Sharp. Hey, you know what? Why don't you just come out and be a man, be an honest man, and say, hey, I messed up. You know, I shouldn't have voted for that. Won't happen again. Instead of lying.
So the one thing I wanted to get back to here is, so Joe Biden in this massive scandal. I agree with Molly Hemingway. This is one of the biggest presidential scandals now in American history. But, you know, something Nancy in Roundup said, I was chatting with her earlier, and she talked about this this Biden cover-up and everything, and she mentioned the 2020 elections. And, yeah, it's worth reminding people that, oh, these people lied about Russia, Russia, Russia. They opened our country up to a massive invasion of criminal illegal aliens and terrorists. They covered up everything regarding Joe Biden and his medical cognitive capabilities and medical everything. Oh, but they would never lie about the 2020 elections. They would never cheat when it comes to elections. They will cheat everywhere else to undermine the United States, but never with the elections.
En falsas uno, en falsas omnibus.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, real quickly before we get to our next caller on the phone lines, Carrie in Franny, Wyoming, sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. I have a question. I thought Trump's tax cut was supposed to be permanent if passed. Now it sounds like it's only going to be extended. Do you know which one it is? The latest draft that I've heard of, Kerry, it does include a permanent, the making the Trump tax cuts permanent. So, yes, that's what it will do, the latest big, beautiful bill draft. But as John pointed out during the break as we were talking about this, if Democrats come back into power, they could undo everything. So that's just the only cautionary note there. John, the story that I wanted to share, the reason why I brought up elections is because the Montana legislature once again just passed a few election integrity laws here in the latest session, laws requiring voter IDs, eliminating election day registration, and then some other election integrity measures. And already you're seeing the far left-wing Montana Federation of Public Employees and some other Democrat Party front groups are already filing lawsuits to block these basic election integrity measures. They would never cheat, John. They will do everything else to undermine the country, but nah, they draw a red line there.
You explain to me how. Anybody out there, call in right now and explain to me why. In every aspect of our society, you have to show an ID. Think about it. You got to show an ID to go to the airport to buy whiskey.
A real ID.
A real ID. Everything you do to get a hunting license, to drive a car, but they think it's racist to have that to vote. Now you tell me why that is. There's only one explanation: so they can cheat.
Let's go next to the phone lines. John in Kalispell, listening to KJJR. John, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys are talking about John Tester is a moderate Democrat, and don't listen to the mantra of what those Democrats put out there. However, I will at least say this. At least they're truthful in their policies and beliefs, and they state that to their voters. However, the moderate Republicans do not. And that is part of the issue. How do you know when a politician is telling the truth when they're running versus when they're sitting in the seats voting yay or nay on conservative bills or policies or property rights protection? At least I knew John Tester when I served with him. He was a toad, and he was truthful of being a toad. However, the moderate Republicans are the ones that stab you in the back. Just my comments.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, John, of course, a former state lawmaker out of the Gallatin Valley there, now in the Flathead. But, yeah, great to hear from you, John. John Jackson, we just got a quick few minutes left here in the show. Any reaction to that? Or you got something else you want to throw out there before we run out of time?
Oh, that's 100%. I agree with that 100%. If you listen to Democrats, you know, like John Tester and Joe Biden, all of them, they will just flat out tell you what they're going to. Joe Biden told you in the 2020 campaign he was going to open up the border. He told you that right there in the debates. But whereas you have these moderate Republicans like you just saw in the Montana legislature, they campaigned on being conservative Republicans when all the time they're actually Democrats and that they vote with Democrats and vote on Democrat agenda items. The caller is absolutely right.
Hey, speaking of the legislature, somebody asked earlier, hey, any word on what the governor has vetoed regarding major spending? I haven't seen any major spending vetoes announced yet. I know he's vetoed some measures citing spending concerns, but still waiting word on the major budget bills in particular. But this was something that just got signed into law. I saw a similar bill got signed into law in Idaho, and now the far left activists in Boise, Idaho, are now trying to make the Pride flag their official city flag. but apparently the governor just signed a bill into law. I don't know if it was Kat in Sydney or whoever shared it on X. I think it was her. That now it's illegal for government buildings to fly these political flags like the far left pride flag on government buildings. I mean, that's just kind of common sense. You have the American flag, the state flag, and the POWMIA flag. This political garbage. Like, save that for your own, little tofu-eating, vegetarian, Flathead County Democrat banquet, if that's what you want to do.
You shouldn't be able to, government offices, government buildings should not be able to play partisan politics and smear that in everybody's face. No, it's supposed to be, in big quotes, a nonpartisan government building that serves the people, not serves one particular political interest.
Not only that, but it's that flag, the way they're using that flag, that rainbow flag these days, is more than just a political statement. Many see it as a deliberate poke in the eye at people of faith, people that might have a traditional Judeo-Christian beliefs as well. So they're openly, mocking people's faith with that symbol as well.
Well, then, next time we're in office, we'll fly the Confederate flag. How about that? Would you like that? That stuff just shouldn't be allowed. It's like you said, those three flags, that's it.
See, they wouldn't even, if we flew the Don't Tread on Me flag or the Appeal to Heaven flag. Oh, can't appeal to heaven. Oh, no.
Right,
they would be so angry if you wanted an appeal to heaven, because how dare you acknowledge a creator of this incredible God's country we call Montana, right, as we look out here on a beautiful day. John, great to see you as always. Thanks for your service in law enforcement. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Always, sir.
All right. And 20 push-ups. I told you, don't call me sir, man.
You're out now. You're out.
I know, but I'm still a hands in my pockets, sunglasses on my head kind of guy.
I was out. They pulled me back.
I couldn't stand all those regulations and, reflector belts. Oh, take that reflector belt and shove it.